Well, Rory, 9 games unbeaten, 2 more points in the league, promotion chase, and unbelievable scenes at the end. How do you sort of put it into words?
Just, I suppose this is why you play sport, Mal. We're very fortunate, and I just love it. And I'd imagine all the players love it, and all the supporters of the county board. And I just delighted to be part of a group like that. And that's why you play at this level, because you just want days like this. And look, it's a wild thing to say, like 15, 20 minutes in the second half, you could live with losing once you're in the end of a battle like that. Once you have a group of players giving everything in the way Dublin were. But so the disappointing thing is, in the first half, we didn't, you know.
And you put your finger on it. Like, I know he has a lot of missed chances as well, Rory, that could have left his better place. But what was the thoughts at half time?
I think we just didn't raise the occasion, and we played within ourselves, and we were far too standoffish of Dublin, far too cautious with the ball. And you've got to throw caution to win. You're mixing it with one of the greatest group of players that have ever played, albeit there are a few new players. But we had to get stuck into them, you know. It's very old school, but you got to work hard, and you got to show the desire. And, you know, with that then, you can implement your tactics with and without the ball.
Would the level of expectation have been a factor at all, do you feel?
I don't think so, but obviously this is a unique situation for the players to come here. You know, we've been on RTE, and, you know, 10 or 12 or 13,000 people at the game. But look, we didn't raise it in the first half. We were lucky to be still in the game, and then we did.
And the goal was huge, but on top of that, he's turned them over more in the second half.
Goal was huge, but yeah, we turned them over, and we weren't turning them over in the first half, but we should have gone in the first half. But goal was huge. But I thought, you know, once we got to grips with Dublin, you know, I'm not saying it was easy, it was far, far from that, but, you know, we weren't being as picked apart the way we were. We're starting to turn them over, and we're starting to do better on both sets of kickouts, and the momentum can change.
Lachlan Murray with a point, Oisin with a point, Shea won the free. Big bench impact.
Aye, look, I suppose that's what we're looking for. Those boys that have a good few appearances under their belts, so they are, and just delighted that they made the impacts. You know, Oisin's was an unbelievable point, so it was, and Lachlan, as you said, brilliant point. But look, have to do it in training on Tuesday night now.
Brenton Rogers with the winner.
He's just an incredible fella, you know better than me. So he is, and just delighted to move in the middle of the field. Whether Owen McAvoy appeared in the scene or not, we are moving in the middle of the field, and we're just delighted with him. He's just a phenomenal player and a phenomenal person.
What was the message at half time, Murray? Because he hadn't really performed first half.
The message was, like, we were 7-2 down, and we were way by a long stretch the second best team on the pitch, you know, in a 2-horse race, because we were standing off them. We weren't playing with enough hunger, we weren't playing with enough intensity with the ball. You know, Dublin are more measured in occasions like this. Look, it wasn't championship, but it's very, very close to it. There's a lot of days here at Derry playing championship, it wasn't the same atmosphere, same crowd, and we had to kind of generate that by showing more desire, and that's what we did.
What can a win like that do for a team? I know there's winning matches, but there's winning matches in that manner.
There's winning matches in that manner, but look, Dublin are a team for all seasons. They win them by 10 points, 20. They come from 5 down, they win them in the last minute. We want to be experiencing that. With all due respect to probably some of the opposition we played in the league in the last couple of years, we would feel we're better than that, but we've earned the right to do it, and it's just great to be playing Dublin, but we want to play them regularly.